Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today, we're excited to share some fascinating insights into how cutting-edge software is revolutionizing manufacturing processes in the world of Formula One.
That's right, Daniel. We're talking about the Mercedes-AMG PTRONAS Formula One team and their use of VRSUT software from CG Tech.
I see. So can you tell me more about how this software is making such a big difference for them?
Absolutely. The machine shop at the Mercedes-AMG PTRONAS team in Brackley relies on VRSUT for verifying, simulating, and optimizing their machining operations. It's been a part of their standard operating procedures for over 2 decades now.
Wow, 2 decades. That speaks volumes about the value they see in it. What exactly does the software do for them?
Well, VRSUT helps them reduce machine collisions and component scrap while optimizing lead times. For a team that sometimes has just 24 hours from design release to delivery, that's crucial.
Right, so they can start machining safely and focus on other tasks, like writing programs or setting up tools for the next part. That's smart.
Exactly, and with the cost cap in place, efficiency is more important than ever. They can't afford to be non-productive.
I wonder if the cost cap has changed their overall strategy at all.
Good question. According to their production engineer, James Peddle, the cost cap hasn't changed their capabilities. They've actually become leaner and more efficient.
That's impressive. It sounds like they're extracting more value from their time than ever before.
Definitely. Now let's talk about their machine tools. They have 25 on site, including a range of 5-axis machining centers and other advanced tools.
Wow, that's a lot of machinery. What kind of materials are they working with?
Mostly aluminium alloys, with a significant portion in titanium. Weight is the enemy in Formula One, so they need lightweight, high-strength materials.
I can see why. The challenge must be in minimizing cycle times without compromising quality.
Right, and they've achieved some impressive results. For example, they reduced the lead time for a titanium front axle by 50% using new machining methodologies.
That's a huge improvement. How does VRSUT play into that?
VRSUT provides excellent support and has a strong library of machine tool templates. They can quickly resolve any issues and integrate with the CAM team.
And it's not just for Formula One parts. They also manufacture parts for other teams, and even for the INEOS Britannia America's Cup sailing team.
That's right, their machine shop is a hub of innovation and precision.
What about the future? Are they planning any new investments?
They replace most of their machine tools every 10 years, but integrating them with VRSUT is straightforward thanks to CG Tech's extensive library.
And the relationship with CG Tech has been key for them.
Absolutely. CG Tech's close relationships with machine tool vendors have helped them access important parameters for accurate simulations.
I see, that's a big advantage. And how does VRSUT help with the cost cap specifically?
By providing accurate cycle times, which help them cost components more effectively. This has been crucial for managing expenses under the cost cap.
That makes sense, and they mention being able to work on CAM and VRSUT sessions in parallel.
Yes, this allows them to start machining parts before the program is complete, simulating while they create the next sequence of code. It's all about maximizing efficiency.
So in summary, the team sees VRSUT as essential for both safety and performance.
Exactly. Tools like their CAM system and VRSUT software ensure they get the best results in the limited time they have.
It's clear that the use of advanced software is making a huge difference in the world of high-performance manufacturing.
Indeed, and it's an excellent example of how innovation in the Northwest Aerospace Cluster is driving economic growth and setting new standards.
Thanks for joining us today, Emma. That was a great overview of how technology is shaping the future of Formula One and beyond.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, keep exploring the skies with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.